All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, May 30th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have a big 12-game MLB main slate later this evening. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. We have the Golf Cut today. We have the trucks for NASCAR later this evening. No NBA or NHL tonight. I believe those will be coming back over the weekend. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show tomorrow on Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered. It is Friday, so reminder that we do have the build review show today. That will be going live in about an hour here at 5 p.m. Eastern following this show. So just want to let you guys know about that. But with that said, let's get SaberSim up. And we did have one question come in prior to the show today. So that question says, if I enter two 20 lineup contests from the same slate, if I pick autofill with six min uniques for each set of 20 lineups with unique rank, will the lineups be six min uniques within each set of 20, or will they also be six min uniques across all 40 lineups taken as a whole? Very good question. So with autofill, okay, pull this up, show what it looks like a little bit. Okay, where's autofill? Okay, so autofill is like right here, right? This is basically what it looks like. The min uniques in the uniques column here get applied within a contest. They do not get applied across contests, okay? So when I change this from one unique to four, say, it is going to make sure that the five lineups in this top contest have four players different at a minimum from every other lineup in this set of five, but that has no impact on the uniqueness between contest one and, say, contest two, okay? So if you're trying to be more unique across all of your contests, then you would have to use direct fill where it will take all of the lineups and look at them as a whole, or depending on however many contests you have checked at that specific moment. So direct fill gives you that ability. Autofill works contest by contest, but good clarification question. All right. That was our first question of the day. While we wait for more questions to roll in, figured it'd be a good opportunity to do a build demo here. So we do have this big, you know, giant 12-game slate today. Now, if I were building lineups for this slate, before I do that, answer this question from HC. Said, Andrew, do you recommend an ROI filter and ownership filter for MLB? If so, can you do a demo? Because I tried it yesterday, and out of 5,000 lineups, there were about 4,000 that were trashed. So I typically don't recommend an ownership filter. And the reason for that, right, is like if you go back to like a past contest, right, we'll just go back to like yesterday and we go into contests. We got to go to MLB first. So we go yesterday's MLB main slate. There were four games on it. Okay. We come in here and let's say that we are going to play the $1 150 max, right? Okay. We're playing the 150 max. So we come in here, we go over to users. We're going to filter for maxers, sort by sim ROI. Okay, notice, right, this average dupes column is zero, like across the board here, right? So this tells me that even on a four-game MLB main slate, duplication is really not a factor, okay? Now, the only time I'm ever recommending and some ownership filter, a geomean filter, is when you're trying to account for duplication, right? So the way I kind of think about this is, hey, you know, you shouldn't account for duplication unless it's a problem, right? You should basically be willing to play any and all like ownership type lineups as long as you're not duplicating, because then that's the point where, you know, you start to have to split first place prize amongst, you know, multiple players, and you're getting less of a share, right? So I think the ROI greater than zero filter is good all the time. I do not think the ownership filter is a good idea unless there is some specific reason why you're using it. And even in my experience, you know, MLB Showdown has, you know, very low dupes as well. And I think there's even a case in MLB Showdown to like not even use it if dupes are, you know, 1, 2, 3, a little bit of that is variance. And, you know, we're always trying to say like, hey, our goal isn't really to play unique lineups. Our goal is to play lowly duplicated lineups that have a good chance of winning still. And usually those lineups are, you know, duped some amount of like single digit times. And that's kind of like the happy medium that you're trying to find, is like lineups that good chance of winning, but low dupes. And you try and, you know, get in the middle there. So that's my opinion on ownership filters for MLB. Big slate like today, definitely wouldn't use it. Don't think it's necessary. All right. So good question there on ownership filters. Next question. Had the nuts last night on the DK NBA Showdown slate, but the main tournament was full. I would have chopped with 9 others and made 22.5K. Yeah, that's tough. That can definitely happen. You know, it is okay to reserve your entries earlier in the day, right? Let's say like you're not sure or you don't have time to build lineups, right? And you're going to build your lineups closer to lock. You can always enter either dummy lineups, right? Or you can just reserve your entries and leave them blank. We do have a tutorial on how to do that, right? So if you go over to our help docs, you go to Saber Sim Tutorials. We do have a video how to reserve entries. You could do this as soon as the lobby is open, as soon as the contest that you want to play is showing. You don't need to wait until you build your final set of lineups to enter it. So reserving entries can be important to secure your place in a contest. So I just dropped the tutorial on how to do that. HC said, sorry, RI filter is okay, but no ownership filter. I heard correct. Yeah, that's what I'm recommending, is use the ROI, but don't use the ownership. All right, good stuff there. Let's get back to SaberSim and let's get back into a build demo here. So MLB main slate for today, 12 games. Notice min salary is already up to 49K. I would just leave it. You know, that's usually pretty fine here. Now, as far as any filters or rules go, just going to set us this rule for don't use batters against opposing pitchers, just to be safe. I don't know what these other stack rules are. Or maybe some group rule we were testing out. All right, so let's get rid of that. Let's turn on this one. So really not doing anything else here. I might have made some projection adjustment already, but we'll just redo that. Okay, so small projection adjustment there. Another small projection adjustment. Okay, that looks good. Let's say we're building lineups on starter today. So we'll start with a starter demo, and we're going to build lineups. We're going to build 500 here, and we're going to kick off this build. All right, just waiting for these lineups to finish building. And just about done. And lineups are loading. So we are going to cancel this contest, Sim. And let's go pick a contest. All right. So we're going to go to the contest tab. And let's say we are playing. Let's say we're playing the $4.20 max. Okay. $4.20 max, 8,900 entries. We've said that the $4.20 max is a better contest to play than the mini max. So it seems like only right to build lineups for that contest. All right, so we get back to our build. And I'm going to move some columns around. And I don't really care about status. I don't really need position. Sort by exposure. All right, so this looks pretty good. So our Saber score, right, we do have to change it. It was 8,900 entries, so we do need to change to the large slate 1K to 10K Saber score here, okay? Kind of interesting, right? Notice here how with Saber score 10K to 50K, our average projection is 98.8. And then when we go to a smaller Saber score, where number of entrant wise, so instead of 10K to 50K, this is 1K to 10K, our projection goes up to 100.2. This makes sense to me, right? Because the smaller the contest, the less projection you want to sacrifice. You know, you don't need to get as different here to have strong lineups. So that makes sense to me why the projection is going up. I wouldn't even doubt it if the weight is higher for projection and the adjusted ownership negative weight is less, right? So here, 0.3 projection, 0.7 percentile, negative 0.5 adjusted own. And then at 10K to 50K, the ownership one is the one that's primarily changing here. So usually higher projected lineups have a little bit more ownership. Those things are correlated. So makes sense why this is going up, but nice to see as well, right? You can have this on and then kind of mess around with things and see how the builder makes adjustments. But either way, we got 20 lineups for the $4.20 max as our goal here. I'm going to scroll down to the last lineup in our set of 20. I want to look at like our leverages first, probably. So some high batter leverage, right? Like 30%, 26, 23, kind of big numbers here. We go over to pitchers, taking one big stand on Peterson, and then some smaller stands, but nothing too crazy. So right off the bat, I'd probably want to try and get some diversification, right? So I'm going to go from one unique to two. And that actually has like a really big impact on our lineups, which is pretty interesting. I go from two to three uniques. Okay. Still in that like same range, but notice our batter exposures have gone down like really, really fast here. Right. So going from one unique to four, we're down about like a point and a half projection, but we're not that much further down in our pool. And then our batter exposures have gone down already to no batter in more than 20% of our lineups. Okay. That seems pretty good to me because remember before we were seeing 20% leverage, 30% leverage. Now the highest is 17% and it doesn't seem like it's as risky, right? Where we're spreading out here. So I'm going to go back to pitchers, still have a stand on Peterson. Doesn't seem that bad. We're basically even with Pivetta now where before we were positive leverage on him. I wonder if we go back to one. We have 96 players in the player pool at one unique. And then at four, we have 102. So we haven't actually added that many more players, but we probably spread around our exposures a lot more here. So you got to figure out like, hey, do you like this? Do you want to go further? Remember, you know, prioritizing the rank of your lineups is a good thing, right? So the higher lineups, higher ranked lineups you can play, the better. So like here, like, okay, yeah, you know, I could diversify more, but I kind of like this. And then, so although I can go further down in my pool, although I have, you know, plenty more lineups to look through and sift through, you know, this feels pretty good from like a risk profile standpoint, right? No batter in more than 20%. All these other guys are pitchers and we're taking one big stand on a pitcher, right? Seems like pretty okay to me. We could check out our correlation, right? Dominating is 5 stacks, 4 stacks, and then one single 3 stack out of 20. No team stacked more than 25%. You know, I really like this. I think this is a nice spread out portfolio, and you don't have to max out your uniques. You know, you just need to use it just enough to get your risk to a place where you are comfortable with the stands you are taking. And for me, I'm basically at that point here. But if I were building lineups on a starter for the MLB slate today, this is exactly what I'd be doing. All right. We did say we did have one other sport going on today. The problem is I don't know if qualifying is done yet. So let's jump over to trucks, see what's happening in the truck streets. All right, so truck qualifying probably still going on. Remember that we need to know the qualifying information to understand the starting positions for the drivers. And then once we have that information, usually takes us about, I would say 30 to 60 minutes to get projections up after qualifying finishes. So I know this slate starts in about 4 hours here. Once qualifying finishes, we will get all of the projections and ownership posted. So if you're playing trucks tonight, that's why you have not seen projections yet. All right. We do have WNBA today. Missed that one. We have a 5-game WNBA slate later this evening. I'm trying to find a sport to do an ultimate demo on. So why don't we talk a little bit WNBA, not something we've talked a ton about to this point in the season. So let's go over to a build and let's talk some WNBA here. So if we click on any individual basketball player, their range of outcomes, pretty close to like NBA, right? Nice bell-shaped curvy. So that's why value probably matters here. I would imagine higher the value, higher the ownership, which we can see some of the highest values here have a lot of ownership. So that kind of follows for me here. Now, I'm not going to be doing too much up front with this. I'm going to be trusting the projections here a lot and making some super small adjustments. We're going to do an ultimate demo this time. So I'm going to do 5,000. You know, I'm not 100% sure on this, but I have a pretty good feeling it's okay to use higher minimum salary for WNBA. So I'm going to do that. Only other thing I might consider is maybe having some type of cutoff here. For like playing time. So like lowest minute projection we have is about 5 minutes. You know, I don't mind cutting off everyone under like 10 minutes. I haven't watched enough WNBA to know like how risky these players are. But usually, you know, I mean, minutes are opportunities most of the time. So I'm not opposed to trying this out. And it doesn't look like we could do it, but so notice here, right? I can't filter for minutes. It's not in this drop down. So there's another way to do it. I can right click on the minutes column. I can say, show me players whose minutes are less than or equal to 10. Now it's only going to show me these players. I uncheck them all at once. And then I turn this off. And then now only players whose minutes are greater than 10 are being shown here, right? So that is a workaround or an alternate method for filtering the player table if whatever metric you want to use isn't available in the dropdown. Okay, so that's something to think about. Now, one thing that a little concerning that I would pay attention to just like throughout the day here, right? Second highest projected player on the slate is questionable. Okay, so make sure to check injury statuses. This is obviously a massive, this would be really big if Collier were to not play today. Okay, so super important there. Looks like Jones is important too. Griner, I mean, all these people have like some ownership. So there are some questionables here. I don't know how likely they are to play or not to play, but just things to be aware of and things to pay attention to throughout the day. So just want to put those on your radar. All right, we're going to kick off this build. So we are going to use contest sims for this one. So I am building 5,000 lineups. Why don't we say we're playing this 71 max $5 contest and we'll just act like we're maxing it out, right? So $5, 71 max. We're going to make this our primary contest sim. And while this comes up, I don't really want some of these. I don't need two projection columns. Don't need that. All right, sort by exposure. Pop this guy out. Okay, so this looks pretty good to me. Our sim already ran. We have ROI here, right? So we're doing ROI of the 10K zone. We have our average projection aggregate metric. I'm going to add an ROI one. And other things I want to do, right? We talked about this earlier, like, hey, you know, ROI greater than zero, always a good filter to have. I'm going to rename it so we can reuse it in the future. Because these filters save and carry over slate to slate. So turning this filter on removes 1,100 lineups from my pool, right? We did say it's 71 max, so let's change the number of lineups to 71. Okay, cool. All right. So sorting by ROI, 71 lineups, average projection, average ROI, aggregate metrics, sorting by exposure in our table. Now it's all about, again, you know, risk management, making these lineups our own, customizing them. I'm going to use similar tools, right? I'm going to use bin uniques. So I'm going to go from 1 to 2, watching how my metrics change, right? So 192.8 projection. So we go down about 2 points there. Don't go down that much ROI, and like 30-ish percent. I think we're at 298. So let's try 2 to 3. So a bigger jump here, right? A huge jump with the ROI. I wouldn't really like to sacrifice that much ROI. So 3 uniques feels like a lot. 2 feels a lot better. Now, again, you know, these were some of the highest value players, right? 2 out of our 3 top exposures are 2 out of the 3 highest value players on the slate. So that seems okay with me. Now, if 90% or even like 97% of a player is too much for you, then okay, you know, come in here and change them manually, right? Sometimes an individual projection change is better than using the uniques. It just works a little bit differently and doesn't have to change as many players. So here, right, we put a 77% max exposure on Colson. Our ROI went from 269 to 259, and our projection didn't drop all the way to 186. So this is a good example of a time where using individual max exposures can be a better option than using the MinUnique tool, right? So usually kind of start with uniques and then make any fine-tune adjustments with exposures. We could do the same thing for Wilson if we want to, totally up to you. I'm going to leave it here because we already kind of demoed how to do that. So like we're taking one big stand on Wilson, some smaller stands, on, but value players, right? 3,500 salary, 3,400 salary. So trying to, you know, basically pay up for Wilson, pay down in some of these other spots to get that salary relief is kind of the story that these exposures are telling me. So I'm going to leave it here. I think that's fine. But for our playing WNBA, this is what I'd be wanting to do, right? These are the steps and core principles that carry over sport to sport. And this is how I would be applying them to WNBA on the ultimate plan. All right. Let me check office hours one more time here. And looks like we're caught up there. Cool. So we're caught up in office hours, caught up in the chat. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back in about 30 minutes for the build review show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.